following on line Zion of the base by the two dots all the way down the first wide line. Lo yomer adam leishtoi b'shabbos mufar luchi batal luchi k'ter she'armer lo b'chol. Say even though you can be made for the Durman Shabbos, we don't want you to do it the same way you do on the weekdays. But if you can do it in a way which looks, it's not the same as a weekday, that's also, you should do that. So she answered on herself a specific item. So he gives her the item to eat, which is see or to drink. But that's being vatal the neder. He's saying he wants her to eat it. That's sufficient for the period, the process of bittel, of hafara.
Does he have to say anything?
It seems that he has to say tli ba'achli. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, tzarech shivatal b'libay. Rabbi Yochanan says, but in his heart, he has to think the thought that he's being mevatel the neder. So the combination of that thought, together with the act of giving it to her to eat, and saying tli ba'achli, is sufficient. That we say that the tli ba'achli is expressing in words that which he's thinking in his heart. So mele, it's a valid bittul. Tanya. The Beis Hillel says that even in the weekday, there's not a requirement of being motzi b'swasav. The main place of hafara is in the person's heart. Okay. Let's see the run. Tanya, the fourth wide line. He should not say it on Shabbos the same way he says it on the weekday. Now, that which we're saying you can't say it with the lashon of mufar lechi or batal lechi. La mishum gzeira the het and adorim the chacham hu. It's not because of a gzeira that you're going to say it's, if you're going to do this, you're going to be matur in the dorm of the chacham, etc. The chacham will matur neder. Why the kiman dormer lo tli achli? If he's giving her something to eat, the tzarecha shabbosu, and if so, b'fil the b'sheilo shori. So this case would be a case where heter chacham would be mutter. So you can't say you're answering. To say tliva achli, you're asking to say botulachi because there you might come to be matter the neder with if even hatar is mutter. So what's the issue then? Al time in the middle, so the kima the efshe the shnugay mishanina. But if you can do it on Shabbos in a way different than the chol, you still want to make Shabbos different. We talk to you about letter b'liboy. Davukav damer lo tli ba'achli. So she remember believe she had another bottle. He has to think in his heart the words she had another bottle. Okay. Bisham says we call much be swasam in lodge be call circle hut be hafar be swasam. In the weekday he must be much be swasam. Me sil says echad ze echad ze echad shab ze echad call me vat believe when circle hut be swasam. Now, but it's not arguing on the first price, so, which requires that there's some expression of the thought. So this price is relying on the other price as well. So being mevata b'liboy in conjunction with the fact that being that saying tliba achli is sufficient. Some have the girsa uvela erev bechol moitzi b'swasav. Beshami says Beshami is avata b'liboy ube erev, which is bechol moitzi b'swasav. Right, velo erev, which is ready weekday, you moitzi b'swasav. So then bekula anidra anadra b'shabes koy. So this is going back, and according to this version, Beis Shammai is going back. It's all referring to Shabbos. Shabbos is the Libay, and then in Matzi Shabbos he has the Matzi B'Sos. The Nehid the Shabbos Mishtarya B'Bitul Shabbalev. Even though Beis Shammai says on Shabbos B'Bitul Shabbalev is sufficient, the Arab B'Chol Tzarek Shiyotzi B'Sosov. You have to Matzi B'Sosov. Zach Duran, so that Girsa I have problems with. We'll learn a hero. It's incorrect. The Hachi, my Echazeb Echazeb, don't become a Basilo. So what's Basilo saying? Whether this or whether that, there's only one case. Alavare Logaris Le Erev. The word Le Erev doesn't belong there. Umakshu Hachi, so that they ask over here, the Rishonim ask over here. Says, I don't get it. She's saying he's expressing his thought with the words, but me odif lishna me ain kan netter, or me efshi shetaduri. The minuliel, the fum pirish basra, the kasvinan bahi, lomahani bafora. So according to one version, that's referring to a form of hekem, and it's not relevant to our discussion. According to one version, that I don't want ainz and neder or yefshi shistaduri. It's like every klum. It's referring to hafora. So why would the lashon of tliva achli be better than saying ain kan neder? Okay. So, all the teretz is that he wasn't over here. He's mevatel b'libay, and there he wasn't mevatel b'libay. Maybe he just said those words. And that's all he did. But over here, he's thinking in his heart, in his mind, that should be mufer. And he says tivachli is better. No, but Daniel, come on, dafar b'leiv l'mahani. So far belay doesn't work. Zok Duran, this is what they ask, is Waholav Koshihi. It's not a kash. Tchiyomer, come on, Harvard Belibe and a Mufer. Hanimila Hekadoli Amrlot Slivakli, Slivashasi. That's because he didn't express it in any way at all. So even if we would believe him that he thought it, but it doesn't help me. Al Hekad Amrlot Hachi, but if he does express some expression of it, so then thinking bitl b'leiv and then expressing it by saying tliva achli is sufficient. Which there he's mamash saying words of I don't want. Okay, but still tvei other bitl b'leiv. So, thinking of the correct phrase in your heart and expressing it with tliva achli ends up being better than not thinking that in the heart and just saying the words ein zeh neder, which is a lashon geruah.
So you said ein zeh neder,
and he thought in his heart mufralachi would be sufficient. The chances are, in that case, he wouldn't think that because then there'd be nothing stopping him from expressing it. Kachel b'toisus. Zatiran b'yesteram zal b'zeder acheres shen mechuveris. The Rama has approached it here, which is incorrect. Hisigaba harayvet zal. The Rama already asked the questions on it. And the Ram does not feel that he has an approach to explain the Rambam. Piktani b'brayis at the Liel. Lo yomer adam liyishter b'shabbos mufar l'chi bata l'chi derech shemer lo b'chol. So now it comes out even b'chol you don't have to say that. Lav remember the b'chol tzorech l'meimer hachi. It doesn't mean in the brayis to say that in chol you must say it like that. The harmer v'silu. The Bay Mishabas Bimbachal, Kulshim Rala Tliya Vachli, Ubitabali Bay, Isagi. So it doesn't mean that he must say it that way during the weekdays. It means that he normally does say it like that. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, three lines on the bottom. Chacham shomer b'loshen baal, ubaal shomer b'loshen chacham lomer klum. They have to use, there's a different language. The baal uses the loshen of hafara, the chacham uses the loshen of hatara. So if they switch, the baal says a loshen of hatara, or the chacham says a loshen of hafara, it doesn't work. So Tanya, Zadavar. So at the beginning of the parasha, it says, this is the word. So Zad is always making it specific. So we're applying the concept of Zadavar, that each one, this is how he does it, and this is how he does it. A Chacham Mater. Now that pasuk says, you say to Rashi Ha'avos. So that pasuk is talking about, in other words, we make a drasha, lo yachel devaro, he can't be mechel devaro, but acherim mecheling lo, other people can be make his words kulin. And the beginning of the pasuk says Rashi Ha'avos. So that's for the zel devaro. This is for the Rashi Ha'avos. Chacham mater vein bal mater. So the Braisa Shiyachal, because I could have thought, Umachacham Shema Mefer Matir, Baal Shema Mefer Enodin Shema Matir. So maybe this pasuk which tells me that Acherim can be remove the Kedusha for the Neuter, I would think the same way the Baal can be Mefer, he can do that process also. Tamalam is out the bar, Chacham Matir, Rein Baal Matir. Tanya Iruk, that's one brisa. The second brisa says, Zal Dabar, Baal Mefer, Vein Chacham Mefer. It tells you that the Chacham doesn't have a power of Hafara. Shiachal, Uma Baal, Shein Matir. Mefer, Chacham Shematir, and Adin Shemefer. So it says this is the way it has to be. So in the parasha of the Dorim, it talks about the Baal being Mefer. So that has to be specifically the Baal being Mefer. Okay. Now, so the brisa further. Remember Khan Zadavar. Remember Halom Zadavar. Bishkut Echutz. Bishul Dechutz says Zeh Adavar also. So we learn Ma Bishul Dechutz Aaron of one of V'chol Yisrael Ah Parshas Nedorim Aaron of one of V'chol Yisrael Ma Kan Rosh Yamatois Af Alon Rosh Yamatois. Okay, so we learn Zeh Adavar from each other, that just like over there it says this is the Dover which you would tell to Aaron of one of V'chol Yisrael. So we're also, this was parsha was said to Aaron of one of Echol Yisrael, and vice versa. We take Rosh Hashanah and apply it over there. So more says, say, so parsha the Dordim, the Mai Hilchusa. So what do you accomplish by telling me that parsha the Dordim, then you're including Aaron of one of Echol Yisrael? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Lahachshir Shloisha Hedyotus. To tell me that this is a parsha which belongs all of Klai Yisrael. All of Klai Yisrael has the power to do this. Okay. So the Mordechai says, "Well, Rosh Hamatos." See, but the pasuk is saying explicitly, "You need Dafka Rosh Hamatos." Amar Chista B'Tamer B'Yerchan B'Yochin Mumcha. In other words, who in a mechel, he as an individual can't remove his netter, which means, but somebody else could, as an individual, remove his netter. That is only Rosh Hamatos. But we're learning out this Zeres Shava to Zeh or. Let's call it Gzer Shavah for now. That there's a din of Kol Yisrael also have this power of being matir, so it can't be done by one, so we assume three. Okay. Now, for the Markasha, you also said in the Braisa that we learn that just like over here, there's a din of Rashi Amatris, over there also, Beshkutechutz, there's a din of Rashi Amatris. So Rashi Amatris, Beshkutechutz, the Mahilchusa. What is it relevant? The din of Rashi Amatris for Shkutechutz. Amr Sheshish, Lomer, Sheish, Sheila Behekdish. That the same way you can be matir and neder, you can be matir and remove hektish. So that's the source for knowing that you can be matir, that there's a din of shela by hektish, is from this gzeira shava. The Mara says, however, the Mishami damer ein shela by hektish. Mishami says that there is not shela by hektish. So then we're going to have to figure out Rashi Amata is the Tzibich Shul Techutz Lamai Hilchasa. We're asking Mishami less the Hugzei Rishava. Doesn't have the Gzei Rishava. Now, Mora asks, how do you know Karn Bishamai Gimel Hadertis? Fine. The Mora says, okay, Karn Bishamai, that Zeh Dabar is not for the Gzeh Rishava. So Zeh Dabar, the Parsha is the door of the Mike Siv? So what does Zeh Dabar teach me? Larmer Chocha Matur, Vein Bal Matur. Bal Mefer, Vein Chocha Mefer. Tells me that each one has to do it their specific way. And Basil really is going to learn both from that. This Miyat of Zeh Dabar, like we had in the prices before, and also the Gzeira Shava. Okay, Zeh Dabar B'Shkut Echutz B'Aiksif. What does Zeh Dabar B'Shkut Echutz teach me? Larmer Alashkit Tokayev. So even though the mikdash malika is a valid process, because the mikdash is only, if a person would do malika, it would not be chayv. The pasuk says shechita and it says adamor, which tells me that only if he does exactly like this will he have the chiyuv of shkut echutz. Not if he does malika. Okay. The Mora is going to ask the Karn Bishamai, how do you know that Gimel HaDiotis is kosher? But let's leave that. Let's see the run, or at least let's see if we can get through all the rounds over here.
I'm sorry. The problem with Shkut Echutz is that the bar in doing it this way, I'm missing something.
The pasuk says that the bar by Shkut Echutz. So what do you need that dover for? According to Basil, you need it for the Gzeira Shava. According to Mishami, there's no Gzeira Shava. So we could have thought that the Isra of Chutz is whatever you do bifnim as the correct avodah. There's an Isra doing a bachutz. So by behemoths, where you do bifnim shkita, so if you take the behema Chutz, you do shkita. So you're chai. By an oif, which the process you do in the mikdash is malika, so I would think that the chi of bachutz is for malika.
So we're talking about a
person takes a korban instead of bringing it. Okay, shkut echutz is if a person takes a korban. I'm sorry, a person takes a korban which is supposed to be brought bifnim instead of bringing bifnim. He's shaychet b'machda.
Yes.
So he's chai of chorus for doing that.
So it's the kedusha aspect of the animal that's causing the problem.
Okay. So now he takes this malika. If he does malika on an oif bachutz, so I would say, well, that's what he's supposed to do with him. And now he does the bachutz. He's chai of.
So it's the kedusha of the animal that's the problem.
Correct.
Not the action itself.
Correct. So therefore, the pasuk says, or tells me that no, there's no chiyuv for malika bachutz. I don't remember. So let's say he's shaykhed a knife bachutz. I think he's chayiv. He's shaykhed, but the more it talks about it. I don't remember where the Gemara is, but if I recall correctly, the Gemara over there comes out that even though the process on the oif bifnim is malika, and malika bachutz is potter, but shkita bachutz on an oif is going to be chayiv. Okay, so holding on, I in Zainab Beis on the run, the bottom line, the bottom run, the three lines on the bottom. So that's the case. He said it doesn't work. Now, Lashon HaBaal is Mufurishu because of that Lashon HaFora. The Torah uses the word HaFora, and that's it says the Baal Isha Yiferenu. So that's clear in the Pasuk, that's the Lashon of the Baal. Okay. Lashon Chacham, Dahavi Mutterlich, but how do we know that the Lashon of the Chacham is Mutter? Where did that come from? Mashalemi Ritziv, Layachel Devaroi. Which Klamer, which means Lo Yased Devarav Chulin, that the person cannot take his words, his the netter that he made, which is has element of halachically binding status, and make it Chulin as if it's nothing, that the words did nothing. So the process is the process of taking his words and making them as if they're nothing. So it's not a lashon of mechila; it's a lashon of being mechalel. So the process of that we're darshaning acher mechila, which means that this is the source for the power of the yochid mumchor or the bezdin. They can make his words as if they're nothing. And that's the lashon of mutter. Then would be the right lashon. Then it's not a binding. The words are not binding anymore. So that's what lashon of mutter means. The Rosh adds a kenach and he says that the lashon of hafora, the difference is the chacham makes the words as if they're not binding. So that's a bittul on the words. So we understand that that's the process of the Chacham's Arker the Netter. Whereas Mufer means whatever is here is here. But at this point, I'm now being made for it. I'm breaking it. So that the Lashon HaFora is Mikan Labo, and Lashon HaTorah is the Mafreya. And that's why they can't switch, because their powers are only, the Chacham's power is only to reach back into the time and make it if it doesn't exist. And the Baal's power is to be mevatel it and break it from this point onwards.
So if you use the lashon of bittul, would that be good for either or both? Or?
We're saying that for a Baal it works.
But, for a chacham.
You want to know what a chacham can? Chacham is lashon of a bittul.
Does he have to say, it's like me, Kara?
I don't know. Because Lashon of Bittul, really, it's not a Lashon of Mafreya, really. It's a Lashon of. Or it's. Bittul means you had something here and you're being mevatel it. So mutter, the only way you can, only way you can make something mutter, it's not mutter, it's usur. Well, you can't make a mutter mikam labo. You can be mevatel it, you can break it in some way, but you can't. The only way you can make a mutter is by saying that it never was. Whereas bittel doesn't necessarily indicate that. I mean, I'm not sure. Rishami mashma zatiran the chacham nami motze kamer ein kan neder. But the loss of ein kan neder, ein kan shvua. That works. The Gemara says in Baal Shem Balashon Chacham, Chacham Shem Balashon Baal, Lo Yemer Klum. El Zemer Kel Chasse, Be Zemer Kel Chasse. The Baal Emer Mufralich, Mazakin, and the Chacham says, Emer Ein Kan Neder, Ein Kan Shua. Fizem Mashmali, the list of the Mefer, Shayach Mikan Ve'eleth, list of the Mutter Bedover, Shahya Mutter Mekarai. So, I'm not sure what the Lashon of Fizem. Once the Yerushalmi tells me that you can use other languages, so then we can't just say it's because the Lashon of. Okay, the Ran before was saying Bechulin Mutter Shayach Lemeimer Behu. It's just time the lashon of Chulin. We use lashon of Mutter by Chulin. So, as opposed to things which are also Chulin is Mutter. So the Ran said, I was saying, I was telling you from the Rosh. The Ran is saying that the point over here is I don't need dafka lashon. So Ein Kan is not a lashon of Chulin. So what's the Ma'ala saying? It's like it's not here. Like it doesn't exist. So then the Ma'ala of Mutter also is because it's something which never existed. Never comes out. The word precious the dorm. And Mashul Tichutz it says it as well. Mashul Tichutz Aaron Avonim v'Kol Yisrael Doksi Bereisha He Parsha the Veil Aroin V'Albanov V'Kol Bnei Yisrael Shekulin Shavin Ba the Dibur was given to all of them. After Parshas Nedarim, Aaron and Bona B'chol Yisrael, the Kulin Ksherim Lahatir Sinhed. So, this pasuk also, obviously talking to all the Klai, so talking about a Baal and a woman, the woman making the netter, so the part of the netter part that belongs to all Klai, so I don't need to learn from Shutei Chutz. Maybe only the Rosh Hamatis can make the daughter. No, obviously not. Because the women aren't Rosh Hamatis. So what are you being marbe from Shutei Chutz to Parshas Nedarim? That this power of the Acher Moichlin, which the Pasuk only indicates is for the Rosh Hamatis, no, belongs to all of Kol Yisrael. Makan Rosh Hamatis, when Dorim, by the Dorim it says Rosh Hamatis Ksiv Behu, Afalam Shkodechutz Rosh Hamatis, there, by the Dorim it just says Rosh Hamatis, so by Shkodechutz also Rosh Hamatis, Rosh Hamon and Mahil Hussein. So what's this being marbled to me? Aaron of Abba Yisrael. So if you say what it's Yaakov, Lahakshar Shlosh Edyotis. When somebody says, so the answer is like this. So when we say the phrase hedyotis, so how hedyot is a hedyot? Okay, hedyot is the meaning loy kulu hedyotis ksherim. Not all hedyotis can undertake this process. Only elohano, only those the key master the who miyasavri. When you explain the process to them, they understand it. You explain the Pesach, and he understands how Pesach works and what a Pesach is, etc. To conceive the Beperek Arba Nador. And that's what the Yishami says. Three people which they know how to make a Pesach, Matirim Kizokin, have the power to imagine. Look, Kizokin has heard him out. Fine. So the Ran, Benir Bena, so I have a problem now. So it comes out that by Shkut Echutz it applies to every member of Klal Yisrael. We're learning from Shkut Echutz to Rosh to Nedarim. Nedarim, even after you apply it, it's limited to only to a certain amount of people, not to the others which don't get it. Benir Bena, the Nehid Eloi Shabu Nedarim with Shkut Echutz. It comes out that the two of them are not the same. Why? The B'shut Echutz, Kulu Shavu. By B'shut Echutz, everybody applies to everybody equally. And over here, it's not all people are included now in Hetan Adorim. Lomok B'Gzer Shavu, so it means that Gzer Shavu was not really being applied appropriately, not standing. No. L'kasha Mini, D'Memeh L'mashma, Haikadine, V'Haikadine. We understand that you apply it, but you apply each one as what's appropriate to the area of its halacha. Why? The Hidyadah's degree, Kuli Hai, the Filoki Masbri Lahu, Loi Savri. So even if you explain to them, they don't get it. Sabi the Bahasa Ninu, Upshita Lachos Alahatin Adorim. The kibbutz of Savri Klal, I feel kashayim matirim, and I yodim ma matirim. So we understand that the process has to work. The person has to understand what he's doing. So if he doesn't understand what he's doing, it's not hatar. So we're not forcing into the Torah Sador something which doesn't make, which halachically doesn't work. Now the phrase sabi de bahasa ninu. So I mean, there's the Rosh Hashanah, which is kainim, and then there's the kainim, there's sabi, and I'm not sure what the bahasa ninu, the word the bahasa means. We can guess from context a little bit, but I'm not sure.
The August Sunim says this appears in Sanhedrin Hezrashi, he's a kingdom Shvelim. Velachim, Hezrashi Zokin Ashmaim.
Okay, Ashmaim usually means he's a Balavera. But over here it doesn't mean. What was Lashon over there in Sanhedrin?
This is a kingdom Shvalim.
Shvalim, okay. Fine. It's kingdom Shvalim. Okay, let's hold it here.